steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Now, well, health researchers from the University of the Sunshine Coast say the overuse of tech like smartphones, right?
Yeah.
Has led to an increase in young people developing a horn-like bone growth at the back of the skull. Now, apparently this growth was once only what happened to older patients after years of load on the spine. So this is a surprising turn that bad posture is leading to growthy bits coming out the back of your head.
So from looking down, having your head tilted down on your phone all the time is us an alternative. Look, how do you use it without having to look down?
Don't know. It's either that or just go with it and hope that the horns are sort of on their way to evolving into a USB socket or something useful.
Plug me in.
Good only hope.
Transfer this data onto the computer. That's scary, isn't it?
Or a Wi-Fi port or a charging port or
a
something.
A charging station.
That'd be sweet. Sorry, I'm just going to charge up
Sorry, can I plug my
iPad.
Phone?
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Okay, it is Refugee Week, as I have mentioned earlier, but today is officially World Refugee Day.
Which
is an effort from the UN to show that the world stands with those families who flee for their lives every day. And if you search the hashtag #StepWithRefugees, you can get into the kind of activities and stuff going
on. It's horrible, isn't it? Imagine if you were born into something like that. And you didn't choose to be a part of...
In a country where we don't realise how lucky we are. I mean, we complain about the health system, we complain about politics.
Yeah, but we are so safe under our own roof and, you know, we can live in a place that you're not fleeing for your life every day.
Exactly right. So, yeah, look, it is a good time to kind of, you know, think about how lucky we are and what we can do to help people that aren't as well off as us. Today's also Red Apple Day. We're encouraged to support Bowel Cancer Australia by buying bowel cancer awareness ribbons or looking out for other apple-themed fundraising.
Why apple?
Well, the connection, I guess, is apples are a great source of fibre.
Also make you gassy.
I'm not sure if that was part of their theories.
Okay. I thought that might help your bowel.
Yeah. They actually say on the website, by the way, red and green apples are both excellent sources of fibre.
But no one likes green apples.
Yeah, they're not essential.
Unless you're cooking.
That's for sure. And look, there is a pretty big sporting event lined up over the weekend, one that we don't regularly get to see. State of Origin. We're talking NRL.
Don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah. Blues v Maroons happening at Optus Stadium on Sunday, and it's looking to be absolutely enormous.
Yes, and I have just looked up tickets. If you're still wanting to go, you can definitely attend for $270 a pop.
Wow, popular then.
What's the first word in the Bible?
You actually said it yourself. In.
In the Bible. The classic phrase.
In the beginning.
When you think about it,
it all comes
together. Correct.
It's going to start somewhere, doesn't it?
It does. And in is a perfect place. So, Julie,
congratulations.
Well done.
You've got a family pass and you could be the first down that ice slide, the snow slide.
Yes. And it'll literally be.
Yeah, that's great. The kids will love going there.
97.3,
Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With her finger on the pulse, Nikki Parkinson.
Thanks. Now, Ed Sheeran has released the track list for his upcoming collaboration album.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars, Khalid, Cardi B, Camila Cabello, Chance the Rapper, Justin Bieber, 50 Cent, Travis Scott, Skrillex, Chris Stapleton, and Eminem.
What a varied selection of people.
I know. They're all set to feature on the new album, which is going to be called Number 6 Collaborations. Just rolls off the tongue. It's out July 12. And speaking of at a restaurant, he's Mr. Ed. He's also Mr. Ed and the horse.
Mr. Ed.
Anyway, he's also got a tomato sauce named after him now. Heinz has released Ed Chup, a version of ketchup. With Ed starring in their latest commercial, the ad shows Ed walking into a super fancy restaurant and pulling out his own ketchup, or Edchup if you like, bottle.
Fast forward and the food comes. The waiter goes on to tell me, "We are proud to present this farm-to-table blah, 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 posh and fancy blah, 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 with a side of blah, blah, blah. You know, the food looked good. I just thought there was something missing. So I reach into my bag and I take out the only thing that can complete me. And at that point, the whole world came to a stop and the waiter was screaming through his eyes."
Pretty funny. And that was actually something that happened to him, apparently. He went to Heinz and said, "This has literally happened." So I don't know if he walks around with ketchup in his bag or what, but there you go.
Dedicated.
Get yourself some Edchup. Now, DeMello, who was your favourite Batman? out of all the Batmans?
Or Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Well, apparently that's not America's favourite Batman. Christian Bale took out the number one spot.
I can see that.
In a recent poll. He's my favourite.
Yeah.
Probably I haven't seen any others, so that's why. Michael Keaton came
in
second.
George Clooney?
George Clooney anyone? Came in third. Ben Affleck then came in fourth. Val Kilmer came in last.
Yes. Yep.
There you go. Apparently they're excited about Robert Pattinson being the next Batman. I'm finishing off with another collaboration for you. Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes are teasing a brand new tune. They've shared this audio with a steamy clip of them. Many fans wondering if they might share a kiss in the music video. So this is what they've left us. Look, very mysterious.
Sauvage.
Yeah.
Available now. It sounds like an ad for Auditale.
It does. Now, they've been calling it IKWYDLS Part 2, meaning I Know What You Did Last Summer Part 2, which is the song that they made together back in 2015. I know what you did last summer. Just lie to me, there's no other. I know what you did last summer. Tell me where you've been.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.